This is a Pod Almighty Extreme Comedy presentation.
The Alt Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli. The Alt Dot, where laughter is routine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Alt Dot Comedy Lounge. Give it up for your host for the evening, Sandra Battaglini.
Woo! Guys, what's up? Come on, that's fucking... What are we at, the opera here? What the fuck? You know? I could do a little opera. Don't take it easy, guys. Honest to God. Let me hear you again. Come on. Guys, Monday night, Alt Dot Comedy Lounge! Yeah, I lost my paper. And for those of you listening on SiriusXM channel 168, pump it up. Guys, we're here every week, and we're ready to kick some dicks. Whatever. I don't know. We do a group kick dick later on. Guys, I'm so fucking tired. Oh, my God. My neighborhood is gentrifying so quickly that they just opened a Botox clinic at Queen and Broadview. Have you seen this shit? Like, what the fuck, man? It seems so out of place. Like, I see that I'm walking by and there's, like, a sandwich board for all the services. And the first one is Botox. Okay. The next one is microneedling. I don't know. I thought needles were already micro, right? The third is vampire facial. Have you guys ever heard of this shit? What the fuck's a vamp? You've heard, I'm sure you have. You heard of vampire facial? Right? And like, tell me what it is, but all I could imagine is when it's like a vampire comes and sucks your, like bites your neck, sucks your blood, and then spits it on your face like a vampire bukkake. Hey? Hey, LA, little bukkakes? Anybody into that shit? Right? Like, that, guys, I had to explain what a bukkake was to a group of Italian women at a show, okay? Do you know how hard that is? You can't do that nice. Like, you're like, oh, you know, it's when a bunch of guys stand in a circle, yabba-dabba-doo, right? And then drop their loads on a chick's face. You can't come out of that good, you know? And I just want to say this one thing, though. This idea of a load, you know? When guys are like, oh, man, you should see me. I fucking dropped my load. Right? I'm like, relax, okay? It's not a load, all right? Like, I've never seen a river of jizz flow from my bed, okay? Like, it's maybe a diva cup's worth, all right? Like, relax with the exaggeration, you know? Like, you don't see chicks walking around with their diva cups. They're like, hey, man, you see this load of blood I'm carrying around, you know? I'm going to throw it on your face if you're good, right? It's not a load, right? It's like, you could say a load of laundry, a load of cement, a load of dishes, but not a load of jizz. And I don't know what it is after ejaculation. I breathe, guys. But, like, I have to be like, hey, man, can I get you a coffee? Do you want some eggs? Like, I can't relax. I turn into a waitress, you know? But thankfully, with this river of Semenach running through my house, I can swim there. Semenach is Italian for semen. FYIZ. Okay. We're heating up. I hope the listeners on XM are into this shit. Guys, I can't take a selfie. I don't know what it is. I just can't do it. Who, can you do it? No? Can you? Not really? It's usually the slutty ones that are good at it. You know, they're like, oh my God, look at my tits from up here, right? Like, every time I take a selfie, I look like a widow, okay? Like, I do. I'm like, I look at the phone, I'm like, when the fuck did her husband die? Right? And gosh, just so you know, okay? I've been cast 6 times as an Italian widow. After the last time, I'm like, something's wrong here, okay? This is too much. I haven't even fucking been married once. And I've had to act out 6 times losing a husband. How many times do I gotta lose a fucking husband before I get real love? This is not right. Right? And then my friend Neville, nothing good ever comes from a Neville, says, he goes, maybe it's because you look like the kind of woman whose husband is gonna die soon. What the fuck does that look like? Right? Like, I don't know, like I'm at 14, oh, it's right, doing my shopping, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't make it through the winter, right? Because then I'm gonna go to Acapulco, party time, 1, 2, 3, take it easy, right? Not bad, it's hot up here. Anybody doing TIFF? No? Okay, let's move on. People get so stressed out, though. Like, I saw this woman on the bus. Her inner monologue was all outer monologue. This chick was fucking stressed out like a son of a bitch. Anyways, that's all. She was just stressed out. But let's move on with the joke. So the one thing you don't see in my neighborhood, though, are burkas. Okay? You don't see a burka. Did somebody just laugh at that? And, like, you don't see that, but, like, I was up at the Sears in Rexdale. I know, right? Who's making power moves? Pump it up. And I saw a bunch of gals with the burkas, you know, the ones where you just see their eyes. And at first, I wanted to judge them because I'm like, what is this? You know? But then I realized, I'm like, actually, these women are onto something, okay? Because nobody knows where they're going or where they've been, you know? You could be talking to your friend and you'd be like, hey, you know who came into the store today? I don't know. Right? I thought I knew, but it's just two eyes wrapped in black material, you know? Like, eyes. I'm going to wear a fucking burka around town. Who's going to say anything to me? They'll be like, hey, you're not supposed to wear a burka. I'm like, says who? The burka police? I should probably wrap this up, get the show going. You guys are like, you give me something and then you just don't give a fuck. Don't give a hot tits. What can I end it? We have a great show tonight, though, guys. We really have a great show. You've got a fantastic lineup. I'll just... Anybody... did you guys meet online dating? No? Anybody? No? Nobody wants to admit to it anymore? It's true. Nobody does. I don't online date anymore, so put your phones away, guys. Right? I mean, who wants to marry this mouth? But the last interaction I had was on Tinder. Okay? And it was with a guy named Joey Agostino. I don't know if you know Joey Oggs. He's killing it. Okay? In Toronto. And this was his message to me right out of the gates. Okay? Dating has changed for real. He's like, this is his message. He's like, I really want to eat you up. No hi. No how are you. No you look nice today. Just, I really want to eat you up. And then I was like, you know what? I got nothing going on tonight. Right? And then we were like, and it's because he said really, you know, because if he would have just said, I want to eat you out, the insecure me would be like, really? But he took care of that shit, so let's fucking go to the races, Oggs, right? So anyways, we were discussing where we would meet up, and we agreed we'd meet up halfway between where he lived and I lived, and he lived at Young and Lawrence, and I live at, like, Carlaw on the Lakeshore. And he goes, okay, he goes, why don't you meet me up at the gas station at Young and the 401? I'm like, how the fuck is that halfway? Like, that's north of you and north of me. Right? And what are we going to do when we get to the gas station? He's like, well, he goes, there's a couple of really tall trees. I'll park my car behind there. I got an Acura, leather seats. And then I'm like, you know what? Who the fuck am I? Right? What, I need to be fancy, be in a bed, rose petals? No. I can get a lick down at a gas station like the next guy. You know what I mean? Because then when I'm done, I can just go fill up my tank. I'm right there. Kill two birds with one stone. And then I'll just go into the on the run, buy a couple of wipes, wipe it down, come to the Rivoli. Nobody knows. Or everybody knows. Guys, are you ready to start the show? Come on! You got a star-studded lineup. This next gal, she is killing it all over town. Please welcome Anna Maria Stoich. Yeah, guys, come on, pop it up. Woo!
Hello. I was just in the bathroom. And I was sitting in the stall next to someone, and I was like, I got self-conscious all of a sudden, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm pooping. And she was like, okay. And then we just sat there for a bit. And then I was like, are you doing it too? She was like, no. I don't know who she is. My mystery woman. I look like a hipster Anne Frank. My favorite thing to do is karaoke. Are you guys karaoke fans? Yeah. I was at karaoke one time and I went out for a smoke and this woman came out for a smoke with me and she was like, oh, I just sang a song for my daughter. I was like, that's so sweet. You brought your daughter with you to karaoke? She was like, no. was like, oh, okay. Did you record it and you're going to send it to her? She was like, no. I was like, oh, okay. When you say you sang a song for your daughter, do you mean like a tribute song because your daughter is not alive? She was like, no, I just sang her favorite song. I was like, you really oversold what you did in there. I was born in a country that doesn't exist anymore called Yugoslavia. There's a civil war, so the country got discontinued. And we moved to Canada when I was very little, and because of that, you guys know that feeling when you think you're like the other kids? Then you go to your first day of elementary school and you open up your lunchbox and all the other kids have ham sandwiches and you just have a very strong belief that the communist days were the good old days. I do have a Serbian dad, and a few things about Serbian dads, if you don't know. They don't know how to do laundry, but they sure do know how to make a mean remark to you on your way out the door. I think we can all agree that money is the root of all evil, right? Yeah, okay, I'll agree. I mean, like, you couldn't justify evil acts without money. That being said, though, sometimes I wish... Like, you know how sometimes when you're in a room full of a bunch of other people smoking pot and you get contact high, sometimes I wish you could get contact rich. Just, like, go into a Starbucks in the financial district and, like, soak up all their Lululemon pants and cocaine addictions. And then all of a sudden you're just like, ugh, I have stocks! Okay, you're going to think that I'm really high when I say this next thing, but I'm not. I'm just sweaty. Okay. I love to think about the fact that everything around us, somebody had to build. Like, that's crazy. Somebody made this stuff. Like, the Eiffel Tower was, like, constructed. The pyramids were constructed. Like, at some point, King Tut was, like, on his camel buggy and was like, whoa! That's how King Tut sounds. He was like, whoa! There's only two seasons in Egypt. Construction and the plague! I think that joke is just for me. Have you guys ever had a slice of pizza so good? It made you feel like you were in the heart of Little Italy? I've been trying to make that joke work for so long, but I seem to be having trouble with the delivery. Just a reminder that if you like what you see tonight, you can always follow me out after the show. I'm looking at you, gray shirt. I can see he's going for a long walk on the beach, 20 meters apart. Imagine if I did that to your peen. Just like shine my teeth on it. I'm not a very cool person, especially when it comes to relationships. Oh, he's sweating? He was into it. I have a new boyfriend. Don't worry about it. I'm not a very cool person, especially when it comes to relationships. I had a first date recently, and all of my friends leading up to the date were like, Anna, just be cool, okay? I was like, okay, got it, be cool, got it. And my therapist was like, Anna, just be cool, okay? I was like, okay, got it. But then when the date finally came, what I said to him was, be my boyfriend. Be my boyfriend, please. Oh, God. Okay, I'll just play it cool. I'm just gonna zip up my sweater. Still zipping up my sweater. Oh, it's a full body sweater. Look at me. I'm a ghost. And then when I unzipped my sweater, he was gone. And I was like, who's the real ghost, me or him? Think about it. I find that guys will tell you what they want you to do during sex, but not how they want you to do it. A guy asked me to call him daddy recently, so I kind of just went out on a limb. And I said, daddy. He was like, oh yeah, just like that. Brexit was a mistake. Okay, I'll do one more thing, then I have to go. Do you guys know that the back of the head move during sex? You know when a fella like puts his hand in the back of your head to let you know that he wants you to like blow on his horn doggle? Unless you're a cop putting me in the backseat of a car, don't use that move. And if you're a lady and a guy uses that move on you, next time, just put your hand at the back of his head at the exact same time, so you're both just like... Give in! Thanks so much, guys. You've been super fun. And I've been Anna Maria Stoich.
Hey, everybody. I'm Adam Christie. You're listening to the Alt.Comedy Lounge, Sirius XM Channel 168, McNaughton Street North, Cambridge, Ontario, N1R 527. That is my real parents' address, and this is recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto.
You ready? You feeling good? You're feeling hot? Show's been great. Guys, it's Next Act. Oh, my God. I get to do shows with him all the time. We were at Ajax recently. Fuck, the top of the world, right? Ajax? Get the fuck out of here. You can't get any better than Ajax, you know what I mean? And you can use it to wash your toilet. Right? Come on. What a beauty. But I love this guy so much. Please welcome to stage, Jared Campbell!
I see the walk, I hear the talk, I watch the move.
Let's keep it going for Sandra, right? She's the best. Shit out. I'm glad to be here. I was at a coffee time today. Yeah, when was the last time you were at a coffee time? You know how many things have to go wrong in your day to end up at a coffee time in 2017? I think it's nice to know there's still places where you can genuinely fear being bit by another human being. Ever been to a coffee time? You ask to use the washroom, and they give you that little key attached to an entire hockey stick. They're like, good luck! Just gonna fight your way through the zombies and back out. You go to an independent coffee shop if you want to write a screenplay, but you go to a coffee time if you want to write your name in shit on a bathroom mirror. No good for that. My life's falling apart so fast. I just got evicted recently I lived in a nice condo. I got kicked out. I didn't even fuck up. Like, because they sold. I fucked up in the sense that I went to Mohawk College for television and now I do stand-up and I can get bullied out of rentals when I'm almost 30. So I did fuck up, but I was a good tenant. Now I live in a house with four other comedians. Yeah, it's fucking great. It's not all bad, you know? I used to have ensuite laundry. Now I have mold in my shower. Like that. A house doesn't feel like home until you wear flip-flops to your own bathroom. Have you ever stepped out of your own shower and your first thought was, man, I need a shower. That's where I live now. It's just a bunch of sad idiots violently masturbating on the other side of paper-thin walls. Just all fucking night. It's terrible. I just came back from being on the road, and then I moved into this house. I just can't. I haven't come in weeks. I just don't know how to do it anymore. I swear, I drove. Well, when I was out west, I had to drive from Calgary to Vancouver right before I came here. And our whole thought was like, if we crash this car, I will come on impact. Like, I can't do it. Now I have one of those showers that floods up to your ankles with other people's hair and cum, and you're just like, oh, how do I do this? Hey, man. I like being out in Edmonton. Edmonton's a cool place. I don't know, like... I don't know why, like, if you go on Tinder or something, no, they're, a big theme for some reason is people just holding fish standing in front of trucks. Like, that's like a come fuck me thing to do. It's like, I have four kids, not looking for a hookup. Okay, be right over, Glenda. But I was killing it over there, because my dating profile picture right now is just a picture of me like this. And every time you swipe left on the picture, it just zooms in on my eyes. And the last picture is just eyes and mustache. It says, please. Fucking mustache. People say I have a dad's mustache. I think this is very obviously a stepdad's mustache, right? I look like I raised your children poorly. I'll never take you to a baseball game, but you can come watch me fix the Corvette with my buddy Ken while we smoke cigarettes. You know? I don't know, I could never be a dad, but if I was going to be a dad, I want to be one of those cool dads that closes van doors by accelerating forward, then slamming on the brakes. Something for the kids when I'm bringing them home from hockey drunk. Get that down. I was on the plane out there, and I got on the airplane, and there was this dirty little shitty boy sitting behind my, right behind my seat, sitting beside his much bigger but equally dirt shit dad. And this kid was just scream crying for 3 of the 4 hours on this plane, right? And you look back at dad, and he's checked out, right? He's like, oh, it's your problem, too. Shit, kid, scream crying. And I don't support hitting children. I don't. But after about 20 minutes, I looked around this airplane. I was like, I'm pretty sure we're all willing to look the other way right now, buddy. Do whatever the fuck you gotta do to make that go away forever. Huh? I like being back in Toronto. There's diversity in the audience. I should have looked at the audience before I said that. The whitest room of all time. Like, BC was so white, and I hated it because, like, white people are shit, right? Like, black people excited are way cooler than white people excited every time. You know that, right? White people's like, hey, I've got one, Gary. Ass slap and a high five. I did a show once here in Toronto. It was all white people, one black guy in the middle of the room. And I told a joke that wasn't even funny. And he just stood up in the middle of the room and went, oh, shit! And he just started doing push-ups with his knuckles like this. And I'm like, yeah! I love it here. I love Toronto. I like you drive through so many bad neighborhoods here. You know you're in a bad neighborhood when pedestrians dictate the flow of traffic. You know what I mean? Where it's just like a fucking safari while you're driving, things just run across the road and you have to keep your hands up. It's like a fucking deer with a broken leg limps out. You gotta stop the car, but that deer has a raincoat on and a big boner. You're like, get out, don't get out of the car, kid. Just like a safari, right? You have the same risk of having your windshield wipers ripped off of your car. It's like, you can take pictures, but never get out. Keep your hands in the windows. Queen and Bathurst. I do this. Yeah, you guys are going to hate this. Did anybody see that blimp explode on TV a while ago? Okay, I'll help. There was this golf tournament, right? The U.S. Open. And somebody was at the U.S. Open. They were using their phone and they were filming someone making a putt. And then something happened over here. And they turned their phone and there was just a blimp exploding and a man parachuting out of the blimp. And they just went back to golf. I'm like, what the fuck happened over there? And then after the tournament, the U.S. Open and Fox that aired the tournament, they had a press conference, and they came together, they made a statement. They're like, yeah, that wasn't our blimp. Which means that was just a guy in his blimp. Did you know you could just have a fucking blimp? Who has blimp money? What the fuck? How does your day start when it ends with you parachuting out of an exploding blimp in front of thousands of people? The guy got in a fight with his wife at home. He's like, fuck you! Grabbed the blimp keys off the counter. Stormed outside. She's standing on the patio like, you can't take the blimp, you've been drinking! And he said something like, you have no idea how high I can fly! And he fucked off in his blimp! All full of emotions. You know you can't fly a blimp with emotions, right? And then somehow he fucked up out there. I don't know how you blow something up that runs on hydrogen and fire, but he figured it out. Flick a dart, boom! He comes out slowly in front of all these people. And the whole time he's like, she was right, I shouldn't have taken the blimp. Do you know he put all their money into the blimp, right? They can't be cheap. He had to walk home with a tattered face and a backpack, dragging a parachute, and look her in the eyes and be like, I lost the blimp. Like, how do you get there? He's like doing your taxes one day. You're like, honey, we had a good year. Good year. Now you're standing at a fucking blimp dealership. All right, guys, I've been Jared Campbell. You've been fantastic. Have a good night.
Hi, my name's Jackie Pierco, and you're listening to the Alt.com Comedy Lounge. And hello, it's on Sirius XM, channel 168. It's recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Well, let me just say, this next girl, well, we've been doing lots of shows together, and I'm so thrilled to bring her up. Please welcome to stage Carol Zoccoli!
What's up, the Rivoli? I said, guys, I was in a restaurant today, and I heard a woman say to the waitress, I am vegan, and I have peanuts, gluten, onion, mushroom, and garlic allergies. So I killed her. Thank you, guys. Guys, I am from Brazil, so this is not hot at all. I'm okay with that. I'm from Brazil, and I've been here for 4 years, and I've been training with an accent coach. But I don't want to lose my accent completely, you know, because I have broken English. If I don't have an accent, people will think I'm just dumb. And I learned English by myself with the help of music. But I have to say that I was very disappointed when I started to understand what pop songs' lyrics really say. Now, all I do is win. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you have diarrhea at the Pacific Mall. The combination of Chinese food and poor restrooms, it's a lose-lose situation, guys. If you win the lottery and you have diarrhea at the Pacific Mall in the same day, you're losing. So do not lie to me, DJ Khaled. Okay? As women's behavior is very different in North America and South America, okay? Here in North America, if a guy cheats on a woman, she will break up with him. Then she'll be supported by her friends during brunch. While in South America, a guy once cheated on me, I threw up into his mouth. Yeah. I invited him for dinner. I ate. I went to the washroom. I threw up. Saved a little bit in my mouth. Approached him for a kiss. And when he opened his mouth, I did it. Yeah, motherfucker. You guys know that Brazil is the country with the highest ratio of women cutting off men's dicks? They use knives, scissors, hot oil in the dick is also very popular. So that's my background. Who wants to date me? Who wants to date me? And you may ask, but Carol, do they go to jail? Yes, they do. 5 years in jail. He has no dick. Sounds good to me. right? I'm sick and tired, okay, of men underestimating me just because I'm 4'11". Every single man thinks they can kick my ass. You can't, okay, guys? Oh, you can't. Do you want to try, sir? No. Now every man in the room is afraid of me because I challenged the alpha. North American feminists, you're doing it wrong. You're trying to talk to men. Men don't hear arguments. Men hear power. See how I defeated this man. Girls, lady, m'ladies. Do like I do. Every time you're talking to a man, be sure at the back of your head that you can kill him. Every woman. Ladies, we gotta take down at least one man in our lives. We have to take one down. It empowers us more than a Dove commercial. Okay? So look around, girls. We have options here tonight. We can make this happen. Jesus. Tell me something, the Rivoli. What is the deal with the sex, huh? What is so important? Oh, such an important part of your life. Really? 10 minutes of your life? 10 minutes? Oh, but Carol, if the guy takes Cialis, it can last for 4 hours. 4 hours? Who am I, Marie Antoinette, to have 4 free hours? No, really, when is it okay to stop having sex, huh? Because I heard that old people in retiring homes are still having sex. When the shaving is going to stop, guys? When the fake laughs is gonna end? And everything is so sexualized today. You disgust me, okay? You go buy a pair of pants for women, everything is a legging, is a jagging, is a vajagging. Everything is so sexualized. I watched one of Rihanna's video. My ovaries ran away from my body. And now they are in clubs trying to get fucked. Everything. You know, the Dove commercial says that every single shape is sexy. Every shape is sexy. Stop. I want the right to be ugly. I want to be the opposite of a boner, okay? I want to walk down the streets wearing shorts and I want the penises of the men go inside their balls. Inside, making a little bag of dick. Everything. I want the right to be ugly, guys. I wear glasses, okay? Because back in the day, this was enough for a woman to be considered ugly. But not today. No, no, no. They make everything fuckable. A guy told me that I look like a sexy librarian. No, motherfucker. I look like an angry librarian. Because that's the only kind of librarian. Jesus. So much porn, huh? Oh my God, Jesus Christ, come back. So much porn. I'm downloading my movies. Illegally. I'm from South America, guys. Nobody in South America will ever pay $12 for a movie. Okay? Good luck, Donald Trump, trying to make Latinos pay for a wall. Not gonna happen. I'm downloading my movies. There's these pop-ups. Oh, fuck me in this hole! Oh, fuck me in the other hole! Oh, there's another hole for you to fuck! God, lift me out of this pussy jungle! Jesus, are we done with sex already? Are we? Are you guys with me? As a society, let's stop having sex. Are you guys with me? No? Hear me out. Wait. Hear me out. Think about it. If we stop having sex forever, never again, we will hear a guy in a party with a guitar playing Wonderwall. Are you guys with me now? Thank you very much, guys. I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Sean Cullen. You're listening to the Alt Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM Channel 168. It's recorded live at the Rivoli, which is a wonderful place. Try the Wookiee Balls.
What a killer this guy is. Guys, you ready for your next act? All the way from England. He's a Canadian, but he's from England, and we're so happy to have him here. Please welcome to stage Matt Watson.
How we doing, Riv? Everybody smiling? We're doing good energy, guys. I like that. Right where I like it, near dead. Perfect. I do live in the UK now, but I'm from Ottawa originally. Thanks. I was leaving a comedy club there a couple weeks back, and my mom was picking me up in her Toyota Camry because things are going just swell for me, guys. Mom's picking me up, and I go to walk up to the passenger door. I go to open it, and Mom locks the doors on me. Now, you guys don't know Sue Watson. She's a big jokester, all right? She's done this before. She's going to lock the doors, unlock them, then lock them again really fast, right? Turn the whole thing into a bit of a games night that I'm forced to play against my will. The object of the game, obviously, is for me to pull the handle at the same time that she unlocks the door. This goes on for 2 to 3 minutes. I'm getting a little annoyed. Hey, Mom, can we go home? It's fucking raining outside. Then I look through the windshield and see a horrified woman that is not my mother. Just a terrified Korean lady, very upset. She did not care for that at all. I'm from a very religious upbringing, Roman Catholic, circumcised. I don't know why I told you that. You don't need to know that. Where are you guys on Jesus? Do you like him? Okay. I guess I'll do the joke. I don't have anything against... I don't have anything against Jesus. I think he's got some good things going for him. You know, he can walk on water. You could turn water into wine. You know, who doesn't want that guy at a party or a fucking water park? That's where you want to bring him. That'd be amazing. Going down slides, drinking sangria with Big J. Get the fuck out of here. Be amazing. Yeah, the biggest of J's. BJ, I like to call him. You don't call him that. This is already something else. No, I got some issues, though, with Big J. And I don't think he gives enough credit to Joseph. You know Joseph the carpenter? You know the guy that actually raised Jesus? Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit in the Bible, and I think it's because he's a stepdad. Stepdads never get any fucking credit, you know? I'm sure Joseph was just really gingerly one day, like, hey, Jesus, do you mind cleaning up your friggin' your manger, or whatever it was he was sleeping in? And Jesus said, what'd he say in the Bible? He was like, thou art not my real dad, and it just created, you know, some tension between them. And because of that, you know, Joseph doesn't get enough credit, and it's a pretty popular book. You know, I think Joseph would appreciate a shout-out or two. And it's not like Jesus didn't have the opportunity, you know? When he was up there on the cross, that was his chance. Everybody's looking at him. But he didn't do it. What did he do? He's up there, he's like, what did he say? He was like, hey, Father, why have you forsaken me? Meanwhile, Joseph's on the ground like,
I'm fucking right here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Because he could have done a shout-out for Joseph the carpenter, you know? He could have been like, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Because the craftsmanship of this cross is horrendous. You guys want great crosses at great prices. You go see Joseph in Galilee. I feel like most of you fucking hate me now. And it's not as if I didn't ask if anybody was religious in the crowd. Nobody said shit, and we went down this rabbit hole. You could have just said no. We could have vetoed the whole thing. You got no one to blame but yourselves. It's all right, though. We can talk about other stuff. I was seeing this girl for a bit. Well, that didn't sound good. She was like a woman, you know? You know that kind? She's like a young woman, I guess, if we're gonna be honest. If we were going to be honest, she was more of an old girl. It's not as bad as it sounds. When we were dating, I was 29. She was 22. What do we think, guys? Is that reasonable? Is that possible? One guy drinking alone, clapping. Good, perfect. That's where I get my life advice. I've asked an audience this before. If somebody gave me like a mathematical formula to like decide like how young?
Half your age plus seven.
Half your age plus seven out of a holster. Like what fucking math program did you take, dude? People keep telling me this like it's a sound theory. Like I don't think the guy that came up with pi was like, all right, fellow gentlemen, we got the area for the circle figured out. We got this down. Now tell me this, fellow colleagues, how young can we start banging chicks? Get a whiteboard, grab some markers, let's figure this out. I want anybody in a janitor uniform. Where's Matt Damon? Get him in here. Two people have seen Goodwill Hunting. Good. I don't think that the 7 years between us was a big deal because we were, you know, 29 and 22. Obviously, 10 and 17 is not a good idea. The only time that the age gap was a problem was when we were texting. Because I don't know if anybody in here is a 22-year-old girl that texts, but you don't like using words. You know, you don't care for them. Like, she sent me a message one day, verbatim. It was a crying cat kissing shit. Like, what are you saying to me right now? Does your pussy have diarrhea? Like, I don't understand. Just sent back an angry vet face with a fresh pair of underwear. Just cover all my bases. She got mad at me at one point for putting periods in my sentences. She's like, why are you putting periods in your sentences, Matt? It makes you sound so serious. I'm like, I don't know, because of fucking grammar? Why are you texting in hieroglyphics? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm turning my iPad into an Egyptian tablet over here. Why did more people laugh at the third tag than the rest of... whatever. I don't care for anything up until the Egyptian tablet, Matt Watson. That was a great reference. I now like the joke in its entirety. Saving all the laughter for the end. I'm a sniper laugher. I can laugh at any joke for 500. Anyway. But I don't know why we dated so long, that lady and I. Because the very first date, she wanted to go shoot a gun. It's a red flag. I've never heard of one. Maybe not for you guys. Maybe that's a keeper in your book. She puts her thumb in your ass. You marry that woman, Matt Watson. You guys give weird dating advice. No, I went to the shooting range because I like trying new things. I'm holding the gun. I'm shaking. I'm nervous. The guy teaching me is like, all right, Matt, you're holding the gun. This thing can be dangerous. Follow these three simple steps. Nobody's going to get hurt. Step one, put in these earplugs. They're the best on the market. Step two, and that's all I heard. Hey, guys, I'm Matt Watson. Enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hi, this is Nick Nemiroff, local Toronto comedian. You're listening to the Alt.Comedy Lounge, Sirius XM, channel 168. This show is recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto. Every Monday night, the kids in the hall used to play here. There's pool upstairs. Bye-bye.
Oh my god, this next act, oh boy, you can't even believe this guy. Please welcome to stage, James Hartnett. Keep it going, yeah.
How's it going? How are you guys? Great to be here. Oh my god, it's so hot, huh? You guys having fun? Great. You guys see that clips today? Did you guys see that? You're like eating new. Why didn't you go see it? Didn't care? Just not impressed by the sun?
Not at all.
Okay, fair enough. Like on the news, everyone's like, you know, don't look at the eclipse. This is the worst thing, to look at the eclipse. You know what I mean? And I don't know, you guys can probably tell I kind of subscribe to the punk ethos, the rebellious ethos. So I'm the kind of guy, if you tell me what to do, I'll probably do the opposite. Anyone else here kind of rebellious? Yeah, right. Yeah, so I left my house, I went on my lawn, I put a chair on the lawn, and I said, screw you, establishment, and I stared at that sun for about an hour and a half. I felt pretty weird after. I did go to the hospital, and a guy there told me that I might have screwed up my eyes. And at first I was like, oh no. But then I'm like, wait a second. I don't have to listen to this guy. He's just some red blob. I don't know that this red blob knows what he's talking about. All right. Another comedian was like, you're writing a joke back there? I was like, yeah, he'll probably kill. And that was that one. So we're all like sweaty, right? We're all feeling sweaty, right? Yeah? I always thought like my skin gets really gross, and I always thought I had oily skin because when you touch it, like I said, it feels unpleasant. But apparently, I don't have oily skin. I was told that my skin is oily and dry, which is weird. And how cool, how amazing to have my skin be adequately described by two opposite yet equally unattractive adjectives. Very cool. I think that's like, it's, you know, I was like, that sounds like made up. Oily and dry. It can't be oily and dry. That's like, it's unfair. You know, it's like being told you'll never sleep again, but you still have to wear a sleep apnea machine all the time when you're out. You know what I mean? And I said to the guy, I'm like, I don't think that's true, oily and dry. I don't think that's a thing. And the guy's like, I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's called combination skin. And I'm like, you know what? I don't believe it. That sounds like BS. He's like, I'm telling you, it's true. I'm like, well, I don't believe it. He's like, well, you know what? Fine. Don't believe it. Screw you, Dad and Mom. I'm out of here. And I haven't seen him since. So I guess what I'm saying is I think dermatology is a pseudoscience. And have you seen my son? What else do we got going on here? You guys know that expression in business? When, like, these business guys... Any of you guys in business? Good, nobody, yeah. You know, in business, these guys, they see, like, a deal they like. Like, they like the look of this deal, and they use that expression. They're like, you know what? We looked at these numbers, we love them, and we want to get in bed with you on this deal. You know that expression? And I'm like, but that, I think that's if you just like like something, you know? Like, we want to get in bed with you. That's like, I like it. What if you really like a deal? You really like this proposal. You know, what do you say, you know? Is it like, you know, we took a look at the numbers, and we really like them, and we want to get in bed with you on this deal, but not only that, we like them so much, we want to have a bath with you on this deal as well. An erotic bath. You know what? On this deal, we want to rent a hotel room in Niagara Falls for a weekend with you on this deal, and have illicit sex on this deal. What else do I have to say? Oh, I'm so good at guitar. I'm so good at playing guitar. Not really a joke there. I just heard some of you have been talking shit. I was reading this newspaper. And this guy, this reviewer, this like comedy reviewer, was reviewing a comedy album that happened to be by a straight white man. And the reviewer didn't like the album, and he kind of was like, it's not that good. And then he goes, maybe at this point, straight white men have nothing left to say. You know? And I thought, you know, bit broad strokes for not liking like an alternative comedy album, but... You know, I get what he's saying, obviously. It's super, you know, very important to hear different perspectives at this point. I completely get that. But, nothing left to say? Straight white men have nothing left to say? Have you tried talking to one of us about driverless cars? Or drone technology? Or the plans of Elon Musk? We will talk about that for a full weekend. You know what it would be like? Well, you know, right now it's phase one of the Tesla car, but phase two is that they'll be driverless and they'll be solar powered, and when you're not using them, you can rent them out like Uber, so you can actually pay for the car when you're not using it. And that's even if we'll be using cars, because we'll probably be using the Hyperloop. That's like are jazz. You know what I'm talking about? But I do think like most stuff obviously is far, far easier for men. Almost everything. But there is one thing I felt was a bit tough being a man that was like a bit different. It's that I went to a park. I went by myself to a park, and there happened to be like a playground there and stuff, and I'm just like hanging out at the park and I'm sitting on the bench, and like there's these kids that happen to be playing in the playground, and I could see their moms looking over at me as I'm sitting in this park, like, who's this guy? Like, why is this guy by himself? This dude, like, kind of looking at me like they thought I was creepy, like that I'm here in this park by myself. And I thought, this really sucks. That's kind of unfair. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem right. And it got so awkward. Eventually, I was like, you know what? This is too awkward. It sucks that this is the impression they have of me, but I'm going to have to go. So it really sucked. So I had to get up, turn off the camcorder, fold up the tripod, move away from the jungle gym, walk back to my windowless, unmarked minivan, and drive back to my basement apartment in Brampton. You guys don't like the idea that I'm a predator? I'm kidding. I don't know why I sat down, because that's actually the end. Have a great night, guys. Thank you so much.
The Alt.Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, check out podalmighty.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.